I did the math, and it looks like going on a 2% rate, that would put about 130 million true psychopaths out there in the world. This is the entire world. Mm-hmm. So that's a good-sized country right there. That's half the U.S. population. That's something.
Well, that's, most of these people will be your boss, your prime minister, your politicians, so a lot of the high-level bureaucrats, police, army generals, things of this nature, right? Now, not all of them, okay? But
right,
a far higher percentage than you would see in the general population, because this is the thing that they desire. This is the thing that they crave. This is the thing that attracts it to them. Now, if you look on the opposite side, care workers, you know how people who come over to your house and look after six people for a couple of dollars an hour, you know, they're very, very unlikely to be psychopaths. Kindergarten teachers, extremely unlikely to be psychopaths. General practitioner doctors, generally unlikely to be psychopaths. Surgeons, on the other hand, yeah, that's where psychopaths like to cluster, right? There's a whole bunch of different things. Radio and media actually are a huge cluster point for psychopaths, because I was mentioning, they cluster towards power and control. Who's got more power and control than a radio show host with millions of listeners that hang on their every frickin' word?
Yeah, the media types are the most sleazy, grease-dripping motherfuckers you can think of. I mean, just look at them, you know, the Geraldo Rivera types of the world. Just anybody, yeah, even down to your local news anchors, you know, and just how fake they are and freaking hair and makeup all day. Like, it's just, yeah, it's as fake, it's, they're like as fake as people can get, pretty much.
Yeah.
Not on this internet. Not on my internet, though.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you'd be surprised. Like, anybody could be a psychopath, and yes, it's not like to make you paranoid about whether or not you find them. It's when you do find them and you see these behavioral patterns playing out, then you got to avoid them or expose them. If you try to expose them, they will come after you, and they will often have a huge entourage in order to help come after you. All right, so don't do it alone. Usually the best idea is because they will attempt to isolate you. They'll pour poison in the ear of all of your closest friends, family, confidants. They'll say that you're trying to set them up and that you're lying and so on and so forth. They muddy the waters and turn it all to crap. So if you are going to expose one, you need a big team of really honorable people behind you. It's kind of like the battle against evil would be fought against by the greatest of the of God's angels, kind of thing. And you kind of need to be thinking about that in a very spiritual sense, because the psychopaths are very spiritual, demonic creatures in a lot of ways. They embody many of the same characteristics that have been expressed in demonology since time immemorial. The Gnostics called them the Archons, which means controllers, and incidentally, they cluster in positions of power and control. So there's a lot to this. One of the scary things is, though, and I believe that one of the good reasons why people should avoid them, is that they're actually infectious. You know that? They actually have the ability to overtake your mind and turn you into something like them.
So it really is sort of a thing where it's human demons. It's almost like we don't have a need for these invisible spiritual maleficent type of entities. It's just human nature, the bad side of it.
There's nothing within psychopaths that connotes human nature. Human nature has a lot of different facets to it. Evil really isn't one of them. There's been plenty of humans who were psychopaths who throughout the ages have manipulated other humans because they're an authority figure in order to do terrible things. But it doesn't mean that everybody who followed their terrible orders and did terrible things is a terrible person. In fact, many of these people come home from after war, from killing children and so on and so forth, wind up committing suicide because the things that they experienced were so traumatic it was incapable of actually dealing with it in the physical realm. That is human nature. Human nature is to feel grief, remorse,
yeah,
to feel embarrassed. Human nature is to defend your family when somebody's trying to kill them, to literally kill somebody who is an absolute threat. That is human nature. To aggress, to be the one who actually attacks somebody else with absolutely zero justification, to murder without justification, that's inhuman. And what I see a lot happening is another part of the interesting aspects of psychopathy is that, you know, we were supposed to summarize all of this and we've kind of gone into this long winter, but crack, speed, methamphetamine, crystal meth, and alcohol, they are actually singled out as the drug of possession. If you can actually be, according to some researchers, in a position to open yourself up for full-on possession while under the influence of these substances.
Fascinating.
And then think about it. Whoa. How many drunk people have I known who have just acted like absolute crazed demons? Whoa.
Right.
How many crackheads have I known that have just been like absolutely fucking out of their mind, seeming to be totally possessed, wrestling with the voices in their head?
Yeah, I've discussed this with my other radio partner, just how here in Southern California, the street people, you know, the bums, basically, they act like possessed crazy people. It's not just the drugs. They don't even have money to get drugs. It's just like they're these walking, like babbling, scary sort of towers of madness. And it doesn't seem right. Even if you do sleep out on the street, I mean, becoming that with that level of dementia, it's a whole new thing. And obviously we know so many of them did have those meth and crack and alcohol problems, whether before, during, or whenever, they were literally pushed to the street.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, so
they're zombies, walking dead.
Well, we've underlined, I believe, the main cause of all scumbaggery, psychopathy. Because look, you or I mean, let's say you accidentally like fly off the handle and kill somebody or whatever. You'd feel guilty about it and you'd probably turn yourself in and then you'd go to jail for the rest of your life. You wouldn't be able to hurt anybody, would you? But psychopath, on the other hand, would never admit it, would certainly cover it up and just go on killing more. Here's the thing. Because we are accountable to our actions, because we have a thing called conscience, because we have a thing called morals, because we have a thing called ethics, even if we do those occasional bad things which people are known to do, we usually get caught or feel remorse and or stop doing it. Psychopaths are the only ones who can build up a snowball effect of followers, armies, banking interests, that kind of thing, so that they can not only keep doing it, but expand that sphere of influence inexorably.
Yeah, the real thing they would get off with is just that controlling of the large groups of people. That's why they don't all have to be street-level serial killers to get their rocks off, but just to push the sheep in one way or another and shepherd them and do whatever they want. That idea that they can do it is the thing that really drives them, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's narcissism. All psychopaths are narcissists, but not all narcissists are psychopaths. I'm a narcissist, according to according to Thomas Sheridan, but
Who, Pete Santilli or something?
No. Thomas Sheridan, actually, an expert on psychopaths. And I believe him because his analysis of a narcissist is somebody who loves themselves. I love myself. Somebody who believes in their own abilities. I believe in my own abilities. Somebody who is blinded by their own desire to accomplish whatever goals they have and believing that they're capable of it. That describes me to a T. Bruce Lee was a narcissist. Muhammad Ali was a narcissist. Okay?
Right.
These guys believe that they're great, not because they're arrogant or some full of themselves dickwad, but because they actually really are. I am really good at what I do, you know, and I've got plenty of evidence to prove it. But I'm not a psychopath, which means not only do I love myself, But I also love other people, and I really care about other people, and I have something. Let's just say I have an investment in the human condition. I feel emotions very strongly. I feel guilt massively. Because I really love myself, I'm also incredibly hard on myself a lot of the time. Because I believe that without suffering, without pain, you learn nothing.